Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amani Na Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama Harenama Harenamai Vikivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ramayana Act 2 Chapter 9 The Kidnapping of Sita Scene 5 Jatayu Fights Valiantly As Ravana's chariot rose higher, Sita looked down and saw Jatayu perched on a large tree. She called out to him, "O bird, help me. I am being seized by an evil Rakshasa. But don't try to stop him, for he is way too powerful." Quickly, find Ram. Jatayu heard Sita and looked up. He saw the chariot with Ravan and Sita on board. From the tree, he called out to the Rakshasa, whom he immediately recognized. "O Ravana, I am the king of the vultures, Jatayu. I possess might and am devoted to virtue. I shall not allow you to carry away Sita in my presence. You, who are also a king, should not bear away another's wife, which is against the eternal codes of morality." Jatayu flew up from his perch, continuously reproaching Ravan and reminding of what had happened to Kara and Dushana. Soaring upwards, he kept pace with Ravana's chariot. He spoke in a loud voice, disturbing the demon's mind. "Release Sita now, O evil-minded one. You have but placed the noose of death around your neck. You have tied a poisonous snake in your cloth. You fool, your act will bring you nothing but suffering. If Ram were here, you would be no more able to carry away Sita by force than one could alter a Vedic text by the force of logic." Jatayu was infuriated. He challenged Ravana. "I am here to stop you, O Night Ranger. Stand and fight. Although I am old and weak, I cannot watch you take away this princess. Struck by my bill, you will fall from your chariot like a ripe fruit from a tree." When Ravana heard Jatayu's challenge, he veered his chariot towards him and rushed angrily at the king of the birds, raining him with blows from his mighty 20 arms. But Jatayu swooped and avoided Ravana's attack. Then Jatayu assailed Ravana with his sharp talons. As the great bird screamed, Ravan roared. The clash between the two combatants was tumultuous and frightening to witness. It resembled an encounter between two winged mountains. Ravana fired terrible-looking arrows that spread through the air like streaks of fire. Jatayu was suddenly struck all over with thousands of sharp arrows. Ignoring his wounds, he rushed at Ravan, inflicting many wounds on him with his beak and claws. Jatayu then broke Ravan's large jewel-encrusted bow, which fell glittering from the sky. Ravana swiftly strung another bow and shot thousands of arrows at Jatayu, which entirely covered his body. The king of birds looked as if he had found shelter in a nest. He shook off the network of arrows with his wings and again flew at Ravana's chariot. The great bird tore off the heads of Ravana's mules. With a blow from his bill, he killed the chariot driver. Swooping again and again, Jatayu smashed Ravana's chariot. As his chariot fell into pieces, the Rakshasa grabbed hold of Sita and dropped down to the ground. The gods, witnessing the battle from above, applauded Jatayu. Then Ravana again rose into the air. In two of his arms he held Sita, while in another hand he clutched his fierce-looking sword. He faced Jatayu, who again rebuked the demon. "Your act is condemned by all virtuous men. Why, it is not even heroic. You are simply a thief. And like a thief, you will be caught and punished by Ram. Oh, you cowardly one. How do you hope to survive? Surely, it is only for the annihilation of the Rakshasas that you have stolen Sita. Wait a short while, and Ram will return. Or else, fight with me now, Ravan, for I shall never allow you to leave with the blessed Sita." Jatayu flew at Ravan. He tore the demon's back with his talons and struck Ravana's heads with his beak. The fearless bird pulled the Rakshasa's hair and dragged him about. Ravana shook with anger. His eyes blazed and his lips twitched with indignation. Tormented by Jatayu, he decided to kill him. He rushed at the bird and struck him violently with his fists. But then Jatayu tore off Ravana's 10 left arms. But even as the arms fell to the ground, 10 more grew immediately in their place, just like serpents coming out of an anthill. Ravana then placed Sita on the ground. He darted toward Jatayu and began striking him with his fists and feet. Taking his razor-sharp sword, he lopped off Jatayu's wings. The great vulture fell to the ground, dying. With his white breast reddened with blood, Jatayu resembled a large cloud tinged by the setting sun. Sita cried out and ran toward him. Gently stroking his head, she called out to her Ram, "My lord, where are you? Don't you see this terrible calamity? The sky is filled with evil omens. Come quickly. Here lies the brave Jatayu, mortally wounded on my account. O Ram, O Lakshman, save me!" Sita cried bitterly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.